Friday, May the 15th, was much the same as yesterday. I finished Bill White's book, recorded 6 days, took a walk of more than 2 miles this time, Jerry and I, past Farmer's Delight, for a ways the hedgerows were thick with honeysuckle that next month will be delicious with fragrance. Yesterday we had passed a lot of blackberries growing beside the fence. The blossoms had already fallen and the little berries were beginning. Along the way, we saw several holes, burrows, in the bank, and we wondered what sort of an animal, rabbit, fox, whose home was this? I peered down one, and it was a duplex. Later, I sat by the pool in the sunshine. It was still too cold to swim in the low 70s, and made up a list for Bess, using 2 of our personal telephone books, and racking my brain of those people I would like sometime to invite to a state dinner, and another list of those for receptions, luncheons, other suitable entertainments, or to give tickets to when the occasion arises. Time always catches us short on these things, and today, time is what I've got some of. And then I outlined a plan beginning June 9th for Mary Allen Morrison, Mary and Will, to come and visit us. Judge Morrison coming if he wants to. And at the same time, hopefully, Neva West and Wesley if he wants to. That would put them here at the time of the state dinner for the Prime Minister of Denmark. And then later for the German visit, either Lyndon's sister Lucia and Burge and Becky, I think they'd like the German state dinner. Or if they can't, Mary Rather and Doris Powell. And then later on, just before, hopefully, we go to Texas for a July 4th weekend. If Lyndon can afford the 2 tickets, we'd get Oriole and Aunt Jessie to fly up, and then they could fly home after having seen all of Washington free with us about July 3rd. From the July 4th weekend, we might return bringing any of Lyndon's kinfolks that he wants to. The Bobbitts, the Alexanders if they haven't come, Sam Houston, Rodney. In the course of the day, I talked with Ashton and with Linda, wrote thank yous to Winchester for Lucy's wonderful time there, had dinner with the girls, and afterwards sat around on the floor playing crazy eights with them. Earlier, they'd gone fishing over at the pond. They'd sat up the night before until an outrageously late hour playing cards. But then, after all, Lucy had gotten more than 9 hours sleep. My call from Dr. Hurst in the late morning had revealed what they had really expected, that Lennon's blood pressure, EKG, blood and urine analysis, every sort of test you could make, had all come out splendidly, and they could not say that the life he was leading was doing him any harm. In fact, that he was medically free to choose and follow any profession he wanted to, and therein lies the catch. I topped off the evening reading The Winter of Our Discontent by John Steinbeck, talked to Lyndon, and turned out the light about midnight.